the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Ain't that the truth of this episode, though? Yeah. Today we're talking about famous actors and what we think is their best role. So, like, it may not be their best role by, like, a critic standpoint, but we're our own critic, and these are what we think. We were on a podcast. We deserve to have that opinion.
I still really think that, like, Sam took this seriously, and I took it not so seriously.
Well, now you have me wondering if I messed this up.
You're probably doing it right, but in my head, it's like, these are the roles that I love for them. They're not necessarily my favorite movie of theirs, but, okay.
So yeah, maybe I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
Because even there were some, like, movies where I feel like it's, like, obvious what my choice might be, because it's, like, my favorite movie from them, but it's not.
Okay.
So.
Which there's some that might have. Okay. There's some that have honorable mentions, because it was too hard to choose.
I have one that has an honorable mention, because I technically haven't seen it all the way through, but it, like, broke my soul for, like, 3 days.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll get there.
Okay.
Do we want to just start?
Yeah, I guess so.
We just have this random list of actors. I don't know. There was no really rhyme or reason to picking them. It was just if we've seen enough of their filmography and we could pick at least more than three.
Well, the first one's like inspired the whole episode because I watched the movie.
Okay. So, what's your first one, Alexi?
Okay, the first one's Tim Curry. his best role is, should I say the character too? Would that make sense?
You can. Some of them I don't know the character name off the top of my head.
That's why that we have Letterboxd.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the first one's Tim Curry, and I think his best role is Wadsworth in Clue. And if you've ever seen Clue, one, this movie's amazing. Two, Tim Curry carries the entire show, the movie, on his back. And I was just, like, watching it the other day because it's on my scavenger hunt, and I was reading through the reviews, and every, like, review is, like, about Tim Curry, I feel like. And I was like, yeah, because it's his best role.
As it should be.
It's his best role.
As it should be.
I was between this one and Frankenfutter. Like how it's really neck and neck.
Yeah.
That's
fair.
Like he literally slays at playing a transvestite.
Sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
That's still on your playlist, Sam.
Fuck yeah, it is. And then whenever I'm in the car with people, they skip it and I'm like, you're skipping a masterpiece.
You really are.
For Tim Curry, I was between Rocky Horror Picture Show as well. Because I have a fat crush on Frankenstein.
Still so weird.
However, I did not choose it. I went for It. Because the original It is not that good. The new ones are so much better. The original is boring. However, I think Tim Curry's Pennywise is way scarier than Bill Skarsgård's. Bill Skarsgård? Yeah. Like, they just make Bill Skarsgård look scary. Like, they just make him look scary. They add a lot of CGI, and I don't know, just something about Tim Curry and the way he plays it and his mannerisms scare the shit out of me. And also, he's always just scared me, like, as a kid, like, Pennywise scared me. So I feel like it's partly, like, childhood trauma in that sense. But, like,
no, it definitely is.
I do think that he is, like, scarier. And I don't know if that's, like, a super unpopular opinion. I think there are people who think that and who think that Skarsgård is better. But I don't know. There's just, like, one specific scene, especially, I'm thinking of. And it's when he's, like, on a banister and he's, like, taunting the kids as, like, adults. And he's, like, I don't know. He's just all over the place. And he's really fucking creepy. Like, he's not even scary. He's just like makes my skin crawl.
That's fair. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't.
And that's why I think it maybe is good, because I don't think Tim Curry is like inherently a scary dude. But like, I always have like this weird like chill about him because of who he plays. And
They
then
both got really weird eyes. It's
right?
the eye thing, but like,
Well, I
I mean, I've
mean,
never
they're
seen
like
it. Alien
alien
eyes.
things or whatever.
Oh, right.
I
You
don't know
tried to
how to
explain what it to me was about, and I was like, excuse me.
I don't even entirely know.
Okay.
Ah, Twitter DMs are back. Sorry, just
Important.
if you're
Just saying.
watching this, Twitter has been like down for like 4 hours.
Hours.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
I was surprised Winona made it on here.
Because there's one role that's amazing.
Course. It better be the one I'm thinking of.
Charlotte Flax
Hell yeah.
in
I so
Mermaids.
badly want to put Cher on this, but like, how do you pick a Cher character? Like,
It
I think it would be Mrs. Flax, but also
was Tess would have,
Burlesque.
yeah, Tess
Yeah.
would have came in a close second.
Mermaids is just so good.
It's just okay, so like I felt like the need to put Girl Interrupted, but genuinely I can't remember Girl Interrupted.
That's fair.
And I think the real show stealers are Angelina Jolie and Brittany Murphy. But Charlotte Flax, man. Charlotte was just like,
Amazing.
I don't know what she was going through in that movie, but like
It's phenomenal.
it's a trip.
My favorite is when she is at that like random couple's house and they're like, "Do you like do you want breakfast?" She's like, "I love waffles." And it's just her, the way she says it takes me out.
I
Oh,
just love that she likes
amazing.
a purified virgin, and then all of a sudden she lays eyes on a bus driver and she's a sex fiend.
Yeah. I have those clips saved as reaction pics that are like, God, please don't let me. Oh my God, what is the exact quote? Because I think it's hilarious.
No,
There's
it
like
is.
two of
Okay.
them. Please,
I
God, don't let me
know.
fall in love and want to do disgusting things, and then give me strength not to sit on his lap. Oh, and then there's another one where she's like, here he is talking about his dead mother, and all I can think of it is how much I want him to unbutton my blouse. Any movie where Winona Ryder is the narrator is just so
Yeah.
good. Her inner monologue is my favorite.
What's that movie, man?
I'm so glad you made me watch. Not like made me. I'm so glad you just put that on.
Yeah, I was like, no, we're watching Mermaids.
And it was an amazing time. That was like one of the highlights of my
I
trip.
love the music video for the
Yes. Every
shoot
time I heard, every
song.
time I hear Shoop Shoop now, I just can picture it in my head because I've watched it so many times.
Winona can't dance
I
for
also just
the
love
life of her,
the
though.
what?
Winona cannot dance for the life of her, though.
No, she cannot. She also can't run right. If you watch her in Stranger Things, she can't run. It's really funny. I love her to death, but it's very funny.
She's really just like an
Neither
awkward
can I.
individual. Like she, like
She
it's not
is,
even
and
her
then
playing a character. It's like
no.
she's just awkward.
Yeah. And I think that's why I love her so much, because it's just funny and I feel very seen.
That's
Also,
fair.
the end scene of Mermaids is amazing too.
Oh my God, what's
When
the
they're dancing
song?
in the kitchen, if you want to be happy for the rest of
Feel the rest
your
of
life.
your life.
Yeah. So good.
It is.
On a completely different note, my choice is Girl Interrupted. Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm sitting here like looking at my Winona collection.
Yeah.
And it just feels right that it's Girl Interrupted.
No, like that makes sense.
Yeah. It was going to be between that, or I was maybe leaning towards Little Women.
Okay.
But
I'm gonna
like,
say Little Women.
yeah. But like she's fine, but like Little Women is such like an ensemble cast that like I think
Yeah.
everyone was good in it that I can't like just and I just like really just liked her character in that. And I only really watched it for her. Plus it has Susan Sarandon. So like how are you supposed to choose? But like Girl Interrupted, I watched it recently. I watched it like in July. So it's like fresh. And there's just like one
Fresh as
scene.
we're 7 months away from
Whatever. There's like a scene where she's in the bathtub and she's talking. Is it Whoopi Goldberg? I think it's Whoopi. I'm pretty sure. And she's like, Whoopi's like, "You're not crazy, Susanna." And she's like, "Well, then why am I here? What the fuck is going on inside my head?" And the way she delivers it is just so good. It gives me goosebumps. Also, the scene when she walks up and Brittany Murphy's character is in the bathroom. I don't know. She just does really good. I do agree. I think Angelina is the star of that movie, but I do think everyone played a really good
Yeah,
role. Like, I
they
don't
did.
think there's a bad role in that movie.
I
But I
need to
would
give that
say
movie a rewatch because
you should.
I don't think I've had
I forgot. I watched it, I think, like too young, and then I just like didn't care. But like I watched it now and I'm like, holy. It's really heavy, but it's very, very good.
Yeah, I just don't think that's what I was expecting when I first watched it. So like
No.
now that I know, I'm like maybe I will
It's like
appreciate
definitely
it
one of those
more.
movies you have to like watch like in a right mindset because like it's dark.
Yeah.
But phenomenal cast.
Yeah, I just don't think I was able to process it because I didn't think I realized how dark it was. And then I was like, then the Brittany Murphy's character stuff happened. I was like,
Hurts even more now. Yeah. I don't know. There were a few choices I could have chose. I so badly, if I had my choice, it would have been Reality Bites.
That's what
However,
I thought you were going to choose
that
from
is what I
those.
wanted to say, but like
You knew it's
performance
not
wise, I
wise.
know that's not the best one. It's just my favorite.
Okay. No, that's fair. Okay. Next one is Jamie. I was really going back and forth with a few movies for
I
this
don't know
one.
what you picked.
So I wanted to pick You Again. Because I love the movie, but I was like, is her performance really that great?
She does the whole cheer routine. Are you telling me
I
that isn't
know.
Oscar worthy?
No, that is. It is.
Go,
It
go
is.
Gators! Go, go, go
Go, go,
Gators!
but then I couldn't really remember her in the rest of the movie.
That's fair. I just remember her in Sigourney Weaver's bathroom and she like accidentally like floods the place. I want to
Just
rewatch that movie.
remember Victor Garber as her husband, and I went through a
Can we
Victor
talk about who
Garber.
the best character in that movie is though?
Betty White.
Obviously.
Of course.
When she starts swinging across during dance times. During Toxic, no less.
Iconic.
Such a
Iconic.
good movie.
So I put Shelley from My Girl.
Yeah.
I don't like that's I was just feeling it in my heart. I was like, there's something about this. I mean, obviously I could chose Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday
That
is in my soul. I want it to be Freaky Friday.
I
But
know.
to be fair, it wouldn't exactly be a bad answer. Like, she plays a teenage girl
No.
very well.
She really does.
Yeah. But I
And
honestly think Lindsay might be the better of the two there. Like, Lindsay plays a middle-aged mom very well.
very true, very
It's
true.
close, but.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I'm sure I know what you chose.
Do you, though?
Okay, so what did you choose then?
Halloween.
Yeah, of course.
H2O.
Okay. I knew it was gonna be a Halloween
It
one.
was going to be a Halloween.
So like I felt like I couldn't really choose Halloween. Because I don't know her character as well as you do. Like, you've seen her in all
Yeah.
of them.
That's why I picked a different one than the original.
That's fair. I'm surprised you didn't choose two.
She is asleep for most of two. Like she's sedated.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of it follows the doctor from the first one, Loomis. And then Jamie kind of gets a chase scene in the end.
which is the only scene I've ever seen. And once again, it's I so still good. Get to watch Halloween too.
It's really good.
I know, I need to watch it.
You do. No, I think Shelley. Is that her name?
Shelley.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good one because, like, obviously, like, the stars are, like, the kids, but I feel like you need, like, really strong supporting characters. And I think, like, Shelley was just, like, that really good maternal figure there, especially, like, when everything happened.
I think that's also the first role I ever saw Jamie Lee Curtis on.
I only watched My Girl, like, years ago, so... I didn't watch that when I was a kid. I was young
when I first watched it. I don't think my first... Oh,
Mine was Freaky Friday, I'm pretty positive.
Did Freaky Friday come
out? Oh, it was either Freaky Friday or Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah, I was going to say Christmas with the Cranks, but I think... Hold on. Freaky Friday came out in 2003.
Oh, yeah, it turns 20 this year. Could we do a Freaky Friday episode?
Of course we could. Wow. How stupid am I to realize that she was reunited with Dan Aykroyd in Christmas with Cranks, with the Cranks?
From what?
My Girl!
Sorry. Jeez.
It's okay. I'm glad you forgot about it too.
I haven't seen My Girl in so long. That was going to be my rewatch movie.
Yeah, I got to rewatch.
Yeah.
My Girl. But like, trauma, man.
Yeah, that's the
also,
thing. I don't want to.
Also, because like, Vanna's annoying.
Yeah. She is. Ugh. Yeah, so as I said, I picked Halloween H2O. Reason I picked H2O, though, is because in Halloween, she's just getting her footing. Like, she's just starting out. She's great in it. She's wonderful. Uh-huh. Halloween 2, she's asleep most of it. H2O is when she comes back to the franchise, and it's 20 years later, so she's got, like, trauma.
Oh, okay.
And just, like, that's all fair. This. So, like, I don't know. It's just, like, there's a much more emotional layer to her character that I like. Although, that I could have also picked the 2018 version. Because that's also, like, very, like, Laurie Strode has trauma.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched the Jamie Lee Curtis, like, montage of her just going, trauma, 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 trauma. There's a lot of trauma. I love the way she says it. But no, I just think H2O, also just a really good movie, but, like, there's a scene where she, like, has her son and his girlfriend, like, leave the school where she's, like, going to have her final showdown with Michael. And then she closes it, just picks up an axe, and just runs around yelling Michael's name until he, like, finds her. It's just so good. Like, she went crazy. Second. Why?
Because I was like, wait, she has a son? And then I remembered H2O is not one of those. Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, the new one retconned everything except the first one.
Is it actually called H2O?
Halloween 20 years later. But we all just call it H2O.
Call it H2O. Because
I think it might be H2O on the H2O on the case as well, but, like, it's officially Halloween 20
Halloween
years later.
20. I was like, wow, why does it deal with water?
yeah, actually, Michael is living underwater all these years.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's crazy.
Well, where was he living in Halloween Kills? Halloween Returns? Whatever.
The sewer?
Sewers?
Yeah.
I mean, there's water in the sewers, so.
Michael's a fish.
Yes.
He'd love mermaids.
Yeah. Okay.
I still think about mermaids and the one review I read on Letterboxd, and it's like, Sister Katie chugged that entire bottle of wine. Sister Katie is a champ. And it cracks me up. Every time. It's just very
so
fun.
Bad.
I know, but it's very funny. Just when they're like, Sister Katie is a champ. Like, she's a child.
Poor girl could have literally died.
I know.
No, I'm sorry. We're going back to mermaids. Most iconic scene in the entire thing
episode
is Cher walking to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because that look. That look.
That look could kill. Apparently, she
Yes.
actually slapped Winona.
I mean,
I would ask to
that's
get
an
slapped by
honor.
Cher too.
Yeah.
I think that's like a thing. I think everybody just asked Cher to like really slap them. And like I would do the
Yeah.
exact same thing. But oh my God, her look, like if looks could kill, we would not have Winona Ryder anymore.
Yeah. Even though that was acting,
Yeah,
Winona
no.
would be dead.
Yeah, no. Cher was pissed. Rightfully so. Oh
Yeah.
my God, she's scary.
Everyone should go watch Mermaids.
Everyone should go.
It's not about mermaids. I do want to preference that.
I think I have our episode next week. Do you want to talk about mermaids?
Sure. Great. Fine.
Okay.
So down.
I'd be so down.
Oh my God, maybe we should do an episode where famous singers are on
Ooh.
like movies, like
I could do that. We could do
J-Lo,
that.
Cher.
That'd be fun.
It could just turn into a Cher episode.
That's what it's gonna be.
I know, because let's be real, we're talking about mermaids and burlesque.
Can we just do a share episode?
Of course we can.
Let's just do a share episode. I'm very down with that.
Perfect.
My current, like, one of my repeats at the moment is Dark Lady, so.
Dark Lady, Vengeance. That's a great storytelling song.
Right?
Like, you never really realize
I
it
feel like
until
I'm
you
in a
just like
music
sit
video
down.
every time.
Yes.
Because I'll
Oh
be
my
like
God.
driving and I'll be like, oh my God, it's dark at night. Am I
Wait,
the Dark Lady? We love Cher in this place.
we stand. Icon.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next one, Meryl Streep.
Yes. Do we have the same one?
No.
Did you change it?
No.
Okay.
So, when I tell you, you're gonna be like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Miranda Priestly in The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, I was just about to say, did you pick the Devil Wears Prada?
Ah, iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how do you just go the whole movie just like talking, like, in your cute
She's
little
Meryl Streep.
voice, monotoned, no emotion whatsoever, give an iconic monologue about the color cerulean. Yes,
I love
cerulean.
her.
I mean, obviously, easily could have chose Mamma Mia, but like, let's be real. It's not her
That's
best role.
no. Christine Baranski might be the scene stealer of that
Yeah.
movie.
Yes.
Not even might, she is.
She is.
We all love the beach scene.
We do. And don't get
However,
me,
it
like,
is an
I wish
amazing
I was
movie.
Donna Sheridan after
Oh,
watching that movie.
absolutely. Honestly, she might so morbid. She might have a even better, like more poignant performance in part two because she's dead and it fucking breaks my heart. And I don't know,
That's
just when she's
fair.
like walking out and she closed the door, she's like, "Here am I, one and only."
Stop. No.
Yeah.
We're
Yeah.
not doing that tonight.
Okay.
But Miranda Priestly should have been Oscar nominated.
Yeah. Chucked it wasn't, honestly. I still love the, is it the Oscars where Emily Blunt and Anne Hathaway are up there and they're like,
She's like, why
"Oh,
doesn't she have
hi,
her
Meryl."
Oscar?
It's amazing.
It's beautiful,
Meryl
amazing.
scares me and I love it.
Oh my
Like,
God,
scares me when she
no.
tries to scare me.
Yeah.
Like, when she gave that look, I'm like, okay.
She's truly the greatest actor of our time.
She is.
Actress.
She is. She's the most nominated actress.
Yeah, as she should be.
21, I think.
As she should be.
Yeah. Do you know who the most nominated actor is? Because it actually shocked me. It makes sense now that I think about it, but it shocked me. It's Jack Nicholson.
That makes sense.
It does make sense, but that wasn't who I would have guessed.
I
It
was.
absolutely is valid.
Yeah.
But like for some reason, I just always kind of assumed it might have been Tom Hanks. Just because we always
Oh,
hear,
I
like,
wasn't
Tom
even
Hanks is
thinking of
amazing.
Tom Hanks. I was thinking of Leo or Brad. And then I was like, oh, maybe Denzel.
Oh, Leo has a not. Denzel has two. Yeah.
No, but I could see Jack Nicholson. I mean, Jack
Yeah, no.
Nicholson literally won an Oscar for a rom-com.
That's true.
Did he win the Oscar?
He might have. I think he did, because remember that? I think that was your Oscar winner. No, American Beauty was. This is the
No, I
most
just
off
watched As
topic.
Good As It Gets. Yeah, no, it is. Did he win the Oscar? I'm checking.
I feel like he did.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's impressive.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in Priestley.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I picked Kramer versus Kramer,
This was
or,
my runner-up.
yep, or Joanna Kramer. And the reason being, I want to pick Mamma Mia, but Kramer versus Kramer makes you hate Meryl Streep. And that is impossible. It deserves every ounce of praise. Because how do you dislike Meryl Streep? And she's also not in it as much as we were expecting. We were Streep baited.
Were.
Yeah. But when she's on, she just steals the scene. And she's like, it's like 1970s Meryl too. So she's like drop dead
Gorgeous.
gorgeous. She still is, but like, good
But
lord.
70s Meryl just
Good
hits
lord.
different.
Very different. Yeah. Amazing
It's
movie. If
long
you haven't
hair.
watched Kramer versus Kramer, it is long. She
You'll
doesn't ever
never
have
look.
long hair that long, like that often.
No. No. But definitely watch Kramer versus Kramer. You'll never want to eat French toast ever again
No,
in
I've
your
never
entire
eaten French
life.
toast again.
It's fine. It's fine.
What was, oh, it's Sleepless in Seattle, where she can curl the apple with in one long strip. And that got me too. When the son is like, Mom could curl the apple in one strip, and then she does it, and I'm like, God, she could curl the apple in one strip. Oh, I love movies. Nicole Kidman. What'd you pick?
Devlin, or just go with it. Not like this is her best role ever.
That's fair. I kind of cheated,
No,
so
not Nicole Kidman.
it's not. It's amazing. I went back and forth.
What should you choose?
I chose Big Little Lies, which is technically cheating because it's a TV show, but it is listed on Letterboxd.
We don't have to just choose movies. We said roll.
Okay. I don't know. She gave a really great performance in Big Little Lies, but now I kind of want to change my answer to just go with it because, yeah, Devlin Adams, Just Go With It is one of two of the best rom-coms ever made.
Yes.
And we know them, like the other ones, The Proposal.
Yes.
But Nicole Kidman in this movie is ridiculous and it's amazing.
Just like a performance that you weren't expecting.
No, she shows up and you're like, oh my God, Nicole Kidman. And then you're like,
What is this
oh.
girl doing?
Some may say she is a piece of shit.
Literally.
Oh, amazing movie. Honorable
I
mention to
mean,
Big Little Lies. Beautiful
I'm
World.
just literally thinking of the coconut scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she really doesn't do much.
She doesn't.
Just the way that she delivers everything in it, it's like, oh,
It's
amazing.
because her American accent, like, arguably kind of sucks. So it makes it
It's so
very,
funny.
so it makes everything she says very funny.
Yes.
Oh, I love her. My favorite is when she's like, they're like, oh, why are you wearing a hat? And she's like, oh, because my skin is so pale, I don't want to burn. They're like, at night? And she's like, oh, well, it's Hawaii. You never know.
She plays a dumb blonde very well.
Yeah, it's amazing. Another instance where one of her movies are on my list for the scavenger hunt, and I haven't watched it yet. Eyes Wide Shut. Eyes Wide Shut. With Tom Cruise, the BDSM
Yes.
movie.
I don't know why. I knew she was in that, but I was thinking of a blonde actress, and I don't know what blonde actress I was thinking
She
of.
might be blonde in it.
Maybe that's why.
No, maybe she isn't. I don't know. That movie looks like it's going to kind of scare me.
Please let me know how it is, because I need to know.
I will.
Thank you.
Robin Williams. National Treasure. It's not the movie, but he is a national treasure.
Yeah. Okay, so I was back and forth between two. The first one being Mrs. Doubtfire. I mean, he plays a woman.
Yeah.
Iconic. And just, I love the whole, I think the scene where they actually
are trying to turn that's him who into I, the that's woman. What I picked, okay, so we can talk about it.
Okay. The scene of them turning him into a woman, I think, scared me as a child.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, though. I love it.
But it's so good.
It's so good. And just, yeah, like, he plays an old woman just very well. And also, just that movie just, like, makes me very warm and fuzzy, but also makes me violently sad. And I just love him. I miss him.
Yeah. Especially now as an adult, like, you didn't realize how sad it was as a child.
Yeah, no, watching it now, I'm like, I thought this was just a fun movie about a man dressed up as a woman.
Yeah, and it's really not.
No, it's not. It's not fun at all. Also, because she's not on here anymore, can we just shout out Sally Field just for her scene in the restaurant?
Oh my god. Oh my, Daniel!
The whole time!
Iconic performance.
Also Pierce Brosnan. What? Right. And his very hairy chest. He looks like he's wearing a sweater, and it's wonderful. That man is fine as hell.
Yeah, no, I remember watching that movie as a child and thinking that man was fine.
How can you not?
So true. So true.
So what did you pick then?
Hold on, I forgot his character's name. It is. No, it would be great. Yeah, you can play the Jeopardy music. It's fine. What the hell? It is.
I was going to say
Armand Goldman from The Birdcage.
I should have known.
You should have known.
I should have known. I saw it, too. I'm surprised
I didn't choose this movie as my rewatch, because how many times I said I want to rewatch this movie?
What is your rewatch?
It was Clue, and I rewatched it over.
Right.
We might rewatch this one, too.
Honestly, do it. I support.
Perfect.
Maybe you can fit Clue in or this one in somewhere else, too. Just make it your Robin Williams movie.
No, I really want to watch Insomnia, though.
That's true.
I mean, Sam, you've also watched how many movies We're not that aren't on it. Your list?
We're not going to talk about it.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, is Insomnia? There was a. It is. Okay. I saw this name of the movie a while ago, and then I meant to look it up so I could add it to my list, and I forgot. So I'm reminded now.
Okay.
Because it has. Oh, it's on my list already. Never mind. It's Christopher Nolan who did Inception, and I kind of want to watch more of his movies to see if they fuck me up.
Okay, that's fair. But, I mean, Robin Williams plays a gay cabaret owner. And he should have been nominated. Nathan Lane should have been nominated, but he's not on this. But we could always bring this up, because Nathan Lane delivered an Oscar-worthy performance.
Nathan Lane always gives his all.
He does. Not Nathan Lane's currently on Broadway, if you want to come and see him.
I know we're not going to be there, but I think we should go.
Yeah.
I think it should just be a trend to go see a show.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. But yeah, everyone should watch The Birdcage. That's
Alexi's PSA.
Yeah.
No, watch Mermaids and watch Birdcage.
For real. And Clue.
Yes.
I'm just going to, like, name all my favorite movies until everyone actually watches them.
Just make a letterbox list of your favorites, and then anytime someone clicks on your profile, they can find it.
I do have one. I have to add more, though.
Okay. Cool. This is where we're going to get Interesting. Will Ferrell.
What'd you choose?
Step Brothers.
I chose Blades of Glory.
Amazing. There
I
was no
love the
wrong
movie too
answer
much.
for. There
No.
was no wrong answer. I just. Step Brothers is one of those movies that no matter how many times I see it, it kills me every time. I quote it on a daily basis. And I shouldn't, but I do.
No, you should.
Yeah.
The Catalina wine mixer.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer. I have
Yeah.
Step Brothers shot glasses. They're amazing. I'll
I
bring them
love
when I come
that.
visit you.
Sounds good.
I really want to go to the Catalina wine mixer also.
Right?
Yeah.
Or just Catalina in general. I don't even have to go for the wine mixer. Just go to
Right?
Catalina.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's take the summer off.
Okay, sounds good. I chose Blades of Glory
It's
because
on,
there
that's
was
on my list to watch just someday. Like, I've never seen it, I know.
I went through a phase where all I wanted to do was watch Blades of Glory, and it was nowhere to be found.
Oh
This was years ago.
now we got Fran's website.
I think Blades of Glory is so funny. It has no right being that funny. But it is. There's also.
That's how I feel about Step Brothers. I should
Yeah.
not find that movie as funny as I do.
But it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's the problem.
What's. I think there's a little line. Oh, God. There's some line about it being provocative, and I say that on the daily, and now I can't even freaking remember it. Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative. And it's in a song, too. Nobody knows what it means, but it's
Do not know.
Yeah. No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Yes, that is in the movie. It's
Okay.
also in a song. I will not say what song because it's bad words.
Oh. Yeah, there was really no right or wrong answer for Will Ferrell, so yeah.
Yeah, no, there wasn't. If
Yeah.
you chose Elf, though, I would have questioned a little bit. I, unpopular opinion, I don't think Elf is a good movie.
The ending makes me very warm and fuzzy. And I do think he puts a
Okay.
good performance in. It is not my favorite Christmas movie, though. Nor do I
Definitely
think
not.
it's one of the best ones.
Uh-oh.
Unpopular opinions. We should just do an unpopular opinion sometime.
I think that's our all our podcasts.
True. Julia Roberts.
She's a pretty woman.
That's mine.
I like felt like I've seen her in way more, but I really
Right?
haven't.
Yeah.
I also
But I feel like
I
she had a
haven't
lot of options I could have chose too. Like,
yeah.
Julia Roberts.
For I wanted to put Erin Brockovich, but I've never actually seen Erin Brockovich.
I watched half of it in law class in high school, and I missed the other half.
Okay.
So I can't really give an opinion.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Bless you.
Yeah, no, but I picked Pretty Woman too. I just love Pretty Woman. Like, I know it's not typical romance. I find that movie so romantic.
Yeah.
The piano scene gets me every time.
Just a wild scene.
But it's just, there's something about it. It's very sensual. I kind of love it.
It is very sensual.
Also, just her and Richard Gere have phenomenal chemistry.
Yeah, it's weird though.
Yeah, it works.
It does. It does.
I just love Julie Roberts in general.
Very true. She needs to be in more stuff again.
Yeah, right. I'm kind of hoping for like a Julia Songs. Like with Ticket to Paradise. I want
Yeah.
more.
Well, we are supposed to be getting Leave the World Behind.
Yes, I'm very excited for that. Adam Sandler, our boy.
I chose Big Daddy.
So did I.
I mean, the movie makes me cry.
Every time.
So, like, how do you not choose that?
When he's leaving and he's like, but I wipe my own ass. And then
I,
that,
bro.
yeah. But then Adam Sandler's like, I know, it's not your fault. And I'm a puddle on the floor.
Yeah.
It's just like he goes from a player to like taking in this little boy. And he's not a great father, but he tries his best. I love that movie. That everyone shits on Adam Sandler. That man can act. And also, I'll just never get the Adam Sandler hate.
Neither
I
will
love
I.
that man.
As a fellow Long Islander, you can't shit on him.
No, just can't shit on him in general.
I mean, like, also, once it, I think we talked about this in another episode where I briefly mentioned it. Like, I saw a tweet, like, everyone shits on Adam Sandler, but the man is getting paid to take a bunch of his friends to film a movie
Yeah.
in, like, great locations. Like, he's
He
doing it right.
and the thing is, he can do that because the people who shit on him are going to see the movies.
Yeah.
If you don't like him that much, don't support him. And then
Exactly.
he won't make the movies. But also, please do keep doing so because
Yeah.
I love him.
My brother saw him in Uncut Gems and he said that was a really good
I've
movie.
heard that's like a very good performance. I don't
Which
have
I
really
want
any
to
interest in
watch.
watch.
You see, I had an interest because Idina Menzel is in it. She plays his wife. Just let that sink in.
It's sunk. I don't like it.
Yeah. At all.
They play good siblings, though.
Yeah.
I feel like they could play good siblings.
They're both Long Island Jewish.
Yeah.
It's great.
I could get behind that. Can't really get behind them being married, but whatever.
No.
Tom Hanks. I struggled with this one, but I think we have the same one now. Did you pick Sleepless in Seattle?
Okay, no, I did choose Sleepless in
Okay.
Seattle. I was back and forth between this and A League of Their Own.
My thing with Tom Hanks, I don't like Forrest Gump. Popular opinion. I've only
Forrest Gump's
seen.
just too long to watch.
Yeah, every time I thought it was over, it just kept going, and I'm like, holy. And also, I had to
Yeah.
watch it for school, so I'm like, I
You
didn't
have to
like being
watch it for
forced
school.
history.
Okay.
I was in like this,
Okay.
like,
Like 1950s class where they
no,
were
it was
talking.
this 20th century history class.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I never really cared to watch the movie, so then I was kind of forced to watch it. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. It
That's
wasn't
fair.
bad. I just didn't really like it.
Jenny!
Yay. But then I've only seen bits and pieces of Saving Private Ryan, which he is very good in. And I
Okay.
never finished The Green Mile, which was my other choice because what I did see he was very good in, but I never want to finish that movie. So.
My dad always asked me, "Did you watch The Green Mile?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't."
Oh, it's sad. Oh, and then obviously Toy Story.
Yeah, that was another option that could have been.
Yeah. Or You've Got Mail because he's kind of unlikable in that, and it's Tom Hanks. How do you not like Tom Hanks? But, like,
Very true.
whatever. We could say his best role is as producer of Mamma Mia.
Yes, easily.
Yeah. No, he was great in Sleepless in Seattle. He's so
I mean, Blue's a
cute.
single dad.
I know, and it's very cute.
Victor Garber is his dad.
Yeah. And his son's
Guys
name is
didn't.
Sammy, just like me.
That kid's a little shit, but he was
Oh,
really cute.
absolutely. He was very cute.
He just wanted a mom. Can you blame the kid?
And you know what? I want Meg Ryan to be my mom too.
Very true. Very
Yeah.
true.
Like, I don't blame him.
Neither do I.
I want to rewatch that.
I mean, it
Valentine's
is.
Day.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, it is Valentine's month. Oh yeah, we're a week. No, we're past week. I have no idea what day of the week it is, to be honest.
Wednesday.
Thank you. I thought yesterday was Thursday. So
oh, geez.
It's a great week.
I presume we'll have the same for this one as well. Reese Witherspoon.
Legally Blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one plays dumb blonde quite like she does.
There was other ones, and I'm just like, no. There's only one Elle Woods.
Yeah.
And Reese Witherspoon will always be Elle Woods.
I was going that between that and Sweet Home Alabama, but like, I love Sweet Home Alabama. I love Legally Blonde, but she gives a better performance than Legally Blonde.
I can't remember. What other one was I tweeting? Oh, Cruel Intentions.
Okay, that one too.
I don't like her in Big Little Lies, so that was not even an option.
No.
She drove me nuts in that show. But yeah, no, Legally Blonde just... That role, I think, was made for her.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
It's like the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I feel like a lot of these we might have the same for going forward.
Okay.
Because do we have the same one for Sandra?
I don't know.
Is it The Blind Side?
Okay, yeah.
Yes. I was like, oh, what do I pick for Sandra Bullock? I'm like, oh, I might go Bird Box. I really liked her in that. And I'm like, oh, wait,
I almost
no.
Picked Miss Congeniality, forgetting about The Blind Side. And The Blind Side's one of my favorite movies.
It was between Bird Box or The Proposal until I saw The Blind Side. I'm like, oh my god, yeah.
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 I mean...
It's where she took home her Oscar. Her acceptance speech still kills me every time.
Yeah. I love when she shouts out Meryl.
Yep.
You make me sick.
Yeah.
Also, she pulls off Blonde so well. Not many people can do that.
But she can.
She can. And she's married to Tim McGraw.
And that casting.
It was good.
Yeah.
And also, the other love of my life is in that movie.
Ooh.
You don't know it.
I likely don't. I just don't have the cast up. Hang on. Let me read this cast and then I will tell you.
You're not gonna get it.
Well, maybe I will.
Okay.
Oh wait, it's the what's his name? The coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name?
Not the high school coach.
No, the Nick Saban.
Yes.
Yes. Ha! I knew it.
It took you a while. I find him
I didn't even have to go through the cast. I clicked it. I'm like, ah. I know. I had to look through the cast to get his name.
I find him to be incredibly handsome. I'm right here, Leanne. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really was surrounded by fine-ass looking men.
Yeah, good for her.
Right? As she deserves.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. That was easy.
It was very easy.
What'd you choose for Jennifer Aniston?
I had such a tough time. I just ended up going with Just Go With It.
Okay. I didn't know if I wanted to repeat movies, but I chose We're the Millers because...
That was another one. I almost picked Horrible Bosses because it's just so different from a lot of the roles she plays.
Yeah.
But also Horrible Bosses, she's horrible and does very questionable things. So
yeah.
I'm like, it's not. I love her and Just Go With It, though. I think she's very cute.
She is. I think We're the Millers is... She's cute in it, too, and it's just like, I still can't get over that. They try to get her to be a stripper.
Yeah. I loved watching that with my friend, like, years ago. And I just remember that scene coming on, and I'm like, Jennifer. Okay, I see you.
No, right.
No, no, and right. Now I really should have just known at that point that there was something going on in the head.
You still don't really know.
I still don't really know, but that really should have been a clue that this crisis would happen eventually.
So fair. Oh my God.
Amazing. We're gonna have two different answers for the next one, though.
Really?
Stanley.
Would you prefer Stanley?
Easy A.
Okay, yeah. I put burlesque.
Yeah, okay, I was between burlesque or Easy A, but
I was between
he's
burlesque and
just,
Devil Wears Prada.
yeah, he's so lovable in Easy A to me that, like, I couldn't not.
My answer might change once I watch Easy A.
Yeah, I haven't watched Burlesque in a minute, but I love
I mean,
him.
I just love the
He's
fact
so.
that he plays a costume designer for burlesque
Yeah, right.
club.
It's amazing.
I was also thinking of putting Lovely Bone. That's so out of the box.
You know what? He did do very well in that. Because again, Stanley Tucci, I want to hug and kiss him. That movie? Hell no.
When he falls off the cliff.
Oh, that movie scares me.
I
Stanley
remember going to
Tucci,
the
National
theaters and
Treasure.
watching that movie.
I remember watching it. We were on vacation, and my brother and I were like sleeping or trying to go to sleep, and my parents were watching that movie, and it
Yeah, I think you've
scarred
told me
me.
this.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not getting any sleep. This is terrifying.
Did you know his first wife died?
I think I read that.
I thought they could just got divorced. Well, that's upsetting.
I
Okay. What did was he nominated for Lovely Bones?
Has he ever been nominated
He was nominated for Lovely Bones.
for Oscar?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know he had nominations.
Yeah, yes. He was nominated for an Oscar, Golden Globe, Primetime
Who was he in ER?
Emmys. I'm currently reading that right now.
That was in 2008. Did ER end?
He might have played a doctor.
It says Primetime Creative Arts for Outstanding Guest Actor.
Yes, he plays a doctor.
Okay.
And this is definitely in my friend because I obviously probably freaked out that Stanley Tucci was in
Yeah.
it.
Huh. He can do it all.
Oh,
What?
damn it. I remember this episode. One of the
Is he?
doctors dies in this episode. It's
It better not be Stanley.
not Stanley.
Okay. Was it Mark?
Mark was dead long before this episode. It's okay.
What?
It's okay. I didn't really care for the one that died, but it was still
Yeah.
sad.
Okay. You watching
Good for
that is
him,
kind
though.
of a fever dream.
Me watching ER?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it didn't happen.
No.
It's just been so long.
It has been. Who, what did you pick for Danny DeVito?
I picked One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Right. Okay.
I don't think that
Never
man says a
mind.
single word in that movie,
I
but he's just adorable.
love Danny DeVito.
I just you said I'm gonna find a picture of Danny DeVito.
Okay. While Alexi's looking, I picked Matilda,
That's
because I was
fair.
struggling on what I wanted to pick, but like again, you make one of the most lovable men unlikable. Also, I just love that he's acting alongside his real life wife and they're playing this married couple, and I think it's really cute. And
No,
he's
that's
just kind of
adorable.
nasty in it. Like, he just kind of looks gross.
His name's Martini.
Why is he kind of fine? He's
I'm
cute.
sorry. He's mentally ill.
He's kind of cute.
Let's read about his
So am
character.
I, and I'm cute.
That's a good one, Sam.
Yeah.
It really is. Teeny one flew.
Oh, I also could have picked the Virgin Suicides, but I'm pretty sure he's just like a psychologist or something like that. And I don't really remember much of him. But like, watch the Virgin Suicides because it's phenomenal.
Martini has delusional hallucinations.
God damn, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
What's his name, Martini?
Yeah.
That's cute. Just like
I,
him.
yeah, it is.
I love Danny DeVito.
I think my I think my Letterboxd review has to do with Danny DeVito. Where is this? One flu.
Really hope it does. That's amazing.
Yes, I said it. I will hurt anyone that hurts Martini.
He's so sweet. When did that come out? The 70s?
Think 75.
Yeah.
The third top liked review. Danny DeVito has like four lines, but he gives the best performance.
It's amazing.
So true. So true. Oh,
Okay,
love him. Okay. Next one. Oh, what's yours? Oh,
I told you,
Matilda.
Matilda.
That's fair.
Next one is Drew Barrymore, though.
What did you choose?
I have one and I have an honorable mention, but I think I'm going with 50 First Dates.
Okay. I like didn't know what to choose.
I know. I went
So
with 50
I've
First Dates just because, like, she had to play the same thing constantly
Over,
and, like,
okay.
has to play, like, having no memory. And I think she did really well. Like, she had to
Okay.
pretend to be shocked to meet Adam Sandler, like, a million times.
That's true. That's true.
And, like, they had already worked together. The shock was long gone.
That's true.
Yeah.
What's your honorable mention?
Miss You Already. This is the one I said
Okay.
I only watched parts of. It's
Okay.
because it's her and Toni Collette. So then I watched these scenes, and Toni Collette's character has cancer, and her and Drew are best friends, and she dies at the end, not through Toni.
Okay.
But there's like a scene where they like, it's like after she kind of has her diagnosis, and it's like far in, and they drive out to like a cliff, and they're listening to Losing My Religion, and they're just dancing and kind of like holding each other as they like stare off into the distance, and it's so fucking sad. I couldn't stop thinking about that movie for like a week. It
Okay.
hurt me a lot. And I don't ever want to watch it in full for that reason. I kind of just watched it because I'm like, oh, this kind of seems like a cute little friendship movie. It was not. It was. Great friendship movie. Broke my damn heart. What did
That's
you
fair.
pick, though?
So I was gonna put E.T., but
Yeah.
it's been a while since I've seen E.T.
Yeah.
And like the only thing that was really coming to my mind was her audition video. Cause
Yeah.
like what is E.T. her first movie?
Yes.
And like blows it out of the park.
She's so good.
I know. But then I was like, I really don't remember her in the rest of E.T., so I
The
feel like
only
it
thing I
can't be.
remember her from in that movie is when she meets E.T. and
To
they just have a
E.T.
screaming contest.
Yes. Basically. So I chose her 5 minutes of Scream.
Excellent choice, though, because that was in
Yeah.
my running up.
Yeah. I
It's
mean,
so good.
great. Amazing. Show stopping.
Like, you never expect Drew Barrymore to be in a horror movie. Although one of her first roles was Firestarter, so.
That is true.
I haven't seen that, though.
But she killed it on screen, literally.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, so much so they had her on all of the posters, and she just
Yeah,
died.
died.
Yeah. And it's one of the most iconic scenes ever.
Yes.
So, no, that's a good pick.
She should have been nominated for awards for that.
Absolutely. Honestly, when I think of Scream, I think about her
Drew Barrymore, yeah.
sequence. Yeah. I think about that, or I think about my favorite line. So, do you know my favorite line?
No.
When he, when Stu's like, I'm feeling a
Oh,
warrior.
yeah.
Quote that daily.
Great line. Great line.
Amazing line. I love Matthew Lillard. Oh, okay. You know that horror podcast that I watched that was in the new Scream?
Yes.
They just met Matt and Skeet. Also, Skeet is really short compared to Matthew.
Yeah.
And Skeet is tall.
Is he really?
He's like 6'1".
Is he really?
Yeah. So Matthews must be tall.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive. You look up Ski, I'll look up Matthew. Because I'm pretty sure I looked this up when I noticed how short Machen looked next to him. Okay, Matthew is 6'4".
Doesn't say how tall Skeet is.
I found it. Hang on. Ski.
6 foot.
Okay, so I was close.
Okay.
So there's like a good 4 inches between them, but like he looks shrimpy next to Matthew. But I want to meet them. Alexa, play That Should Be Me. Steve Martin. I had
I
two
told
options for this. What?
you've never seen that much of Steve Martin?
No, I mean, I had two choices I was stuck between.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I chose Father of the Bride.
I chose Father of the Bride Part 2.
Why part two?
I just really like Part 2.
That's there.
And I just think it's when he like walks in and like the daughter just had the baby, it kind of gets me. Steve Martin is dad. I was
He
between
is.
this and Cheaper by the Dozen Part 2 because Cheaper by the
Okay,
Dozen
that's fair.
Part 2 is like phenomenal and it
Yes.
has Eugene Levy.
Okay. I chose Father of the Bride Part One.
I don't remember much of Part 1.
He's just a little unhinged.
It's fair. All I remember from Part 2 really is him and Diane Keaton like fucking on the floor of the kitchen.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It is Diane Keaton, right?
Yes, Diane
Yeah.
Keaton. My favorite scene from part one is he, and it's the most relatable thing ever. So he goes to the supermarket when I think he's trying on tuxes or whatever, and he just leaves the house and he goes to the supermarket to buy hot dogs. And he's taking out buns from the hot dog because I think they're selling like 8 buns but 10 hot dogs. Or like vice versa. And he's
Yeah.
like, I don't need the 2 extra buns. And he literally just starts taking them out at the supermarket. I was like, this is probably the most relatable thing I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of selling 10 hot dogs and 8 buns?
Yeah, that's true. You can't even blame him.
No.
Also, again, the theme of this is just national treasures, and
Yes.
Steve Martin is one.
And his BFF, Martin Short.
Hell yeah. I would have put him on here, but I don't think I've seen much of his
I mean, I would have
filmography.
chose Father the Bride Part Two, Father Bride as well. So,
Is he in that? Okay, sorry.
he's Frunk. He's like the party planner.
Yes. Okay. I need to rewatch those.
Yes, you do.
It's been a minute. Frank Egelhoffer.
The fact that you did that accent for the whole thing is amazing.
Yeah. Cameron Diaz.
What did I choose?
Huh? I think
Okay.
I don't know if you kept with what you originally said. You originally
What?
said Shrek.
Oh, I mean, like, that's the obvious option.
Yeah.
No, I did not keep Shrek. I mean, like, that was the obvious. Like, it was.
That
You needed
is
to
her
spice
role.
it up. Yeah. As Princess Fiona.
Yes.
No, I did not keep that. So, my favorite Cameron Diaz role is the other woman, but I don't think it's her
So good.
best.
Yeah.
I chose Bad Teacher.
Yeah, that's a. Is it a good movie? No. Is it a fun movie? Yes.
And I think she plays a bad teacher so well.
She does. I picked
I mean,
The
she killed it.
Holiday. She did.
I haven't seen The Holiday.
The Holiday, I love it, but I have like a love-hate relationship with it because it feels so long and there are parts that drag on, but like by the end, I have no choice but to give it like 4 stars because it just is. But like her character like goes from being like very cold and work driven, and then she like is very soft and warm and sweet and opens up her heart and all that. Typical Christmas stuff. Also, one of her like first scenes is her screaming to Mr. Brightside.
We love.
Right? It's iconic.
I think the reason why I haven't watched this movie is because I can't picture Jack Black in a
I was
rom-com.
wondering if you were gonna say that. He Alexi. Everyone falls for Jude Law in this movie. Why are we not talking about Jack Black? I fall so in love with him in this. He
No,
should be
I get
a
it.
leading man more often. Because
He
I think
doesn't
that
like
might have.
act anymore.
I can't. I feel like that was my review. Let me check. Hang on. Or did I even give it a review? You've reviewed this film 4 stars. What did I say? Dear Santa, I want what they have. Okay, that wasn't what it was. But someone else said, I am once again asking for Jack Black to be in more romantic movies. I don't know. Everybody talks about Jude Law. I just think Jack Black is super sweet.
That's
And
fair.
I just love Jack Black. Kate Hudson.
Just want to trouble with. Because
I had a very easy answer.
you chose How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
No.
What'd
Almost
you choose?
Famous.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's right. I haven't seen
Amazing
Almost
movie.
Famous.
So good. You should add that to
Penny
your list.
Lane has been coming up a lot on my For You
Because
page.
she's iconic. I'm pretty sure she got nominated for an Oscar.
Good for her.
And I feel like this is one of her earlier roles.
Okay.
Yeah.
I chose Bride Wars.
That's a good
And I
movie too,
don't know if I
though.
chose this because it's my favorite movie of hers or if I really liked her acting performance, but like she played Bridezilla very well.
She did. She very much did.
I mean, she played like a fake girlfriend really well in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. You know, I'm between the two.
That's fair. Both are great choices.
They are. I also, she's not in that many movies.
No, I noticed that. The ones she is in are very good.
They are. They are. What is she mostly in then? Shows or just like nothing?
I guess she's nothing. Well, she isn't that old, I don't think, either.
That's she's what in her 40s, 50s, 40s.
Well, she's got to be in her 40s at latest. 43. I was thinking maybe she was
Oh
like 38 or something like that.
no, I was gonna say 45.
So she's not that old, but I also feel like she's taken a few years off of acting recently. She had like kids.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And then she kind of made her comeback with Glass Onion, I feel like.
she did. She did.
Do we have the same one for Diane Keaton?
We might.
First Wives Club?
Yes.
Yes. I was between this or Palms, because Palms was like not. I went into it not expecting it to be sad, but it's very sad.
What's pump?
Palms is where she moves to a retirement facility because she has cancer, but then she joins a
Oh,
cheerleading team.
I'm sorry. I thought you said palm, like a palm tree or like
No,
the palm
Palm
of
is
your
in
hand.
Pom Pom.
Okay. No, I got you now. I got you.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I easily could have also chose Father of the Bride for this as well,
Yes.
but First Wives Club was just iconic.
First Wives Club deserves it because of the ending scene. And
Yeah.
when she goes, "Don't tell me
Tell
what to
me what
do."
to
I
do.
love that. It's just
Don't
like pure
tell me what to
serotonin.
say. It
Sometimes
is.
I go out with you. Don't
Tell
put me
me what
on display. You remember. And then they dance.
to say. Iconic.
Iconic.
Then wait, there's. Why do I feel like she was in more?
I also don't remember Book Club enough to be able to say.
Yeah, no, I don't. Diane Keaton's in a lot of rom-coms I've never knew
Yeah.
existed. I'm sorry,
She's
I'm going
in.
through her
Is
filmography.
she in a, Something's Gotta Give? Is that Jack Nicholson, though?
Yes, that's Jack
Yeah, okay.
Nicholson one. What was my review on that one?
Oh, yes, you did watch that.
I actually gave a serious review for those.
Damn.
Not like serious.
Oh, I do
I just said
remember this.
it reminded me of It's Complicated in some aspects, and I like It's Complicated more.
That's fair.
It also takes place in the Hamptons, and just it's the life I want
Yes, it
to live.
does. We can live our best lives.
Because Diane Keaton is the definition of coastal grandma. The life I strive to live.
Yes, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
You will never guess what I picked for Susan Sarandon.
What'd you pick, Sam?
This little known movie that I have never talked about before, Stepmom.
It.
Right? It's a sad little thing. It got wrenchingly so. And it's phenomenal. And I think it is her best performance ever. Oh my God. I watched, so you know those videos that's like so and so breaks down their career. She did that and talked about this one and how apparently the little boy had actually lost his mother.
Shut up. Why would
Yeah,
you
fucking
cast him in
right.
this movie?
Right? Yeah, it breaks my soul. And just knowing that made it even worse because then she started crying and I'm like, Susan, I can't wait for you to watch this though because then you'll understand the Christmas morning scene and the dinner scene and how much they break my soul. I'm so excited. I
Right.
can't wait for you to like be
What if I
ruined with
don't
me.
cry? Does that mean I'm really heartless?
No.
Okay.
I might judge you a little bit.
Okay.
What'd you pick for Susan Sarandon?
I part of me wanted to choose Rocky Horror, but let's be honest. She's not the great of Rocky Horror, but it's
She
a cult
can't
classic.
sing. I love her. She can't sing.
No. But that's okay.
That's
I will
okay.
still listen to Touch, Touch, and Touch Me on repeat, and I don't care.
How can you not? She does good in
Exactly.
that one. It's Damn It, Janet, I don't like. Is that one she's singing in?
Oh,
Yep, yep.
Brad!
Yep. That's the one.
But I didn't choose Rocky Horror. I chose
Yeah.
Enchanted because let me tell you, I love Enchanted, and I can't tell you how
Who
many times I've
doesn't?
watched Enchanted and just forget that Susan's right.
And they make Dragon Susan Sarandon look like Susan Sarandon,
Yeah.
which is a
Weird.
weird thing, but very interesting.
It is.
Enchanted is a solid pick.
It is.
She's great in it.
She really is. She is a
She
show stealer.
put her whole Susan Sarandussy into it. And I love her for it.
Speaking of Sarandon to say, I'm still will never not be over the fact that when Susan Sarandon get a boot job.
Fucking right. Because you watch her in Rocky Horror Picture Show and you're like, oh yeah, they're there. They're there now.
No, they're
Like,
not
they
even
are
there. They're like
there.
mosquito bites in like Rocky
Yeah.
Horror.
Compared to
Now
now.
they're just like
She's like pulling a Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Insanity.
Where did they come from?
I don't know, but I just want to hug her for reasons.
For scientific reasons.
For scientific purposes.
We love our bisexual queen. Because, like, let me tell, like, they're not even.
Yes.
Is it just because they're saggy and they just, like, pop them back up?
I don't
Is that it?
know. It could be because she's had kids.
Okay, like, I think it's they're saggy and then they really try to push them up.
Maybe. But like even that's bigger than Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
I love action movies who you just forget kind of have boobs.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, howdy there.
Hello. Sorry, I am now going to like. No, I gotta find beef. Like,
Yeah, right?
I guess it really just depends what they put her in. Because,
Yeah.
like,
They sit nicely, though.
they do.
Goddamn. I love Susan
Go off,
Sarandon.
queen. Same.
That was where we our favorite roles of actors, so the Academy should hire us.
It's not our favorite role, it's their best
Their
role.
best role, in our opinion. The Academy should hire us. We
They
should be
should.
on the panel.
The Academy, right? I was gonna say the Halloween
Yes.
for Hollywood Foreign Press, but that's the Golden Globes. We could
Yeah.
be on both though.
We can be on both. We deserve to be.
Yes.
But that is it. So thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is Enter Fangirls, and our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.